Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday. Friday, August the 11th, 2023, 19 minutes past the hour. And we're going to have a great day here on WGH Talk. Fridays are always a lot of fun. We're on the air more than all morning this morning. And then we'll be back tonight for Friday Night Live, 8:15 to 10 p.m. on this station. And tonight should be a fun night. We'll have Sean and Matt Morgan. And tonight, I believe Carrington Nelson will be returning after a month off. She was on vacation, and then she had a previous engagement next week, but she will be back tonight, so we're looking forward to that. Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan, Carrington Nelson, and myself tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m. on this station. And this morning, our schedule will go like this. Hour number one, Sean Kraft's in studio with me here from 8:15 to 9 a.m. And then we have the Pastor Whitaker Show from 9:15 until 10 a.m. And then at 10 a.m. this morning, we will have Matt Morgan come in. Sean will be here with us, and I will be here. And then Pastor Craig will be on from 11:15 to 12 p.m., letting you know what's going on in Marion. And then we all will assemble 12:15 to 1 today for the Exchange Club. Sean, Pastor Craig, Matt, and myself, and discuss everything going on in the world. And in the midst of all that, our Columbus Zoo and Zumbezi Bay tickets came in, so we will be giving away Columbus Zoo and Zumbezi Bay tickets today as the morning progresses, which are very popular with a lot of people. So a lot to talk about, a lot to go through in the next 5 hours, and then 2 hours tonight, so stay tuned to your radios or your listening devices, however you might be listening. Sean, how you doing? It's a Friday. Apparently it rained again last night, but that's nothing new. Seems to rain every day here in the month of August.
It's been definitely been a rainy, cloudy all week. It's been kind of, well, yesterday was pretty nice out, though.
Yesterday was okay, but I think the day started with rain.
It did. It started with rain, and it turned out being nice.
You know, I don't really understand this August at all. People have said we've had a great summer, but really, we've had some nice days, but we had the smog from Canada for a long period of time, and then we had the overcast days. We've had a lot of days with rain. We've had temperatures that really are not where they should be for summer. I mean, very few days that have went up into the 90s. I don't know what happened this year.
You know, nature, Mother Nature just, well, I think a lot of it is climate control. You know, it's, we'll blame it on the climate control. I think it's, you know, there's a lot of problems going with that.
Well, it's just, it's unfortunate that summer has turned out like this, because it is now the middle of August. A lot of kids will be going back to school next week. And that being said, that really was not that great of a summer temperature-wise. Now, if you enjoyed it, you enjoyed it, but it was not a typical summer. But of course, we've said that about all the winters now. It's not a typical winter. We don't get much snow anymore. We don't get much ice, which it is good for a lot of people, but it's just not what it used to be.
No. When I was growing up, we used to get a lot of snow and a lot of ice. But yeah, the last 4 or 5 years, yeah, it's been kind of weird.
Well, I guess that's the way it goes, unfortunately. Now, interestingly enough, I went through McDonald's this morning to get some diet sodas for you and I. And they're passing out brochures now, and apparently they're going to have a new peanut butter crunch McFlurry. So apparently people who like peanut butter, which I do not, I'm not a peanut butter fan, will be able to get something peanut buttery at McDonald's now if they have a sweet tooth. They've had the Oreo McFlurry, and they've had the M&M McFlurry all these years, but now they're expanding into the peanut butter crunch McFlurry. Now, I don't know what the crunch is, but peanut butter crunch. Now, does this sound good?
You know, I do love peanut butter, so yeah, I think it does sound pretty good. I'll have to try it.
Now, on the back side of this, I think this is interesting. Now, they're talking about the Big Mac, which has obviously been their sandwich for many, many years. But when they advertise the Big Mac on the back, they got a picture of the Big Mac, and they say, as featured in Loki Season 2, Space Jam, Fallen Angels, UB Illin by Run DMC, Coming to America, Seinfeld the Boyfriend, The Office, Chalk D India, The Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift, Como, Cuando, y Donde by Aquid. Starting August 14th, all meals come with LTO Sweet and Sour Cup. Now, why does it have to tell me all the TV shows and all the movies and all the songs that the Big Mac has been in to tell me that they're going to be having Sweet and Sour Cup starting August the 14th?
I guess to get people to read it.
Yeah, but I mean, does it? I looked at that part and I thought, why do I need to know all this information? All you're telling me is that Sweet and Sour Cups are coming August the 15th, 14th.
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty nice, and you know, because a lot of those shows that you just named off is pretty popular.
Well, yeah, but the Big Mac's been around for a long time, and it's not like these shows were built around the Big Mac. I mean, they just happened to mention him, or they were part of the movie. I don't understand. Wow, the Big Mac's been in Space Jam. The Big Mac's been in Coming to America. The Big Mac's been on Seinfeld. Okay. What's that have to do with sweet and sour sauce on August the 14th?
I think it's just a throw the attention appetizing.
Do you want sweet and sour sauce with your Big Mac? Is this a big thing?
No, because it already has sauce on it.
Yeah, but I don't know. And it doesn't even say necessarily with the Big Mac. They talk a lot about the Big Mac. And then at the bottom, they just say, starting August 14th, all meals with the LTO Sweet and Sour Cup. I don't know what LTO means.
I'm not sure either.
Got me. Well, you know, and then it says offer valid at the Marion Mount Gilead McDonald's. Well, what offer here? There's no coupon or call in or anything here.
I don't know. Pretty.
Advertising at McDonald's is getting a little lame these days. Well, you know, I figured we'd start off the show because we've got a lot to talk about with Matt and Pastor Craig later on. I was listening this morning to one of the shows that Glenn Coble and I had done. We were filling in for Charlie years ago. Probably back. It sounded like it was during the pandemic. And Glenn and I were having an interesting conversation on that show, which has been years ago now, about the opinion of somebody else. And he was telling a story, and I forgot this story. Glenn was telling a story, and if you were listening before this show started this morning, you would have heard it. But Glenn was basically saying that when he first met me, when I worked at WMRN, and he was working at the credit union, that he was talking with another person in radio there, and they were talking about how they did not like me, even though they really had not met me, just in passing. And he said years later, after meeting me, Glenn, and spending time with me on the radio, he realized that the reason that they did not like me was jealousy of how good an interviewer I was, that it really had nothing to do with my personality. So my question is, do you think that happens a lot? We dislike people not really for anything that they're doing. We dislike people because we really deep down are jealous of them and don't want to admit it.
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct. I there's a lot of people out there in the world that, you know, was jealous of me. And I ain't saying I'm the, you know, the smartest person in the cookie jar. But I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of people out there, you know, I think they did a lot of it on purpose to me because they were jealous.
Yeah, but why do you think that is? Why do you think a jealousy manifests itself in not liking somebody? If the person's nice, they're nice. So why be jealous? What does jealousy get you?
Nowhere in the long run, because it's going to bite you in the butt in the long run.
I don't know. I just find that interesting, and I listened to Glenn and I talking about that, and here Glenn was fully admitting, you know, I didn't like you when I first met you, but it really had nothing to do with you. Now, I can give people reasons to dislike me, but he said it really had nothing to do with you because I didn't know you. Yeah. It just had to do with the fact that I was jealous that you were a good interviewer, and when I got to know you, I realized you were a nice person.
Yeah. People should not judge people by the cover.
Well, I don't even know if that's the cover. I mean, apparently that was just a trait that they were jealous of, which That's silly to me, because I was trying to think, if I'm jealous of anybody for something they've done, and I'm rude to them because of it, I can't think of anybody. Usually, when I'm jealous of somebody for having a talent, like, I'm jealous of people who can sing, who can play instruments, you know, I think that's a talent. But I don't hate them because they have that talent. I just, I admire that they have that talent. I wish I had that talent.
Yeah. There's a lot of talents that I wish I had, but, you know, I wasn't born with it.
Right, but I think that's where jealousy is a good thing. You know, I'm jealous that I don't have that talent, but boy, I admire that person because they do. Why does it have to go the other way? Why does it have to be I'm jealous of them, so I hate them?
Yeah. I don't know. People are just strange. It's what it is. I don't know what it is. Jealousy and stubborn and what's the other one I'm trying to think of? Selfish.
Well, I don't. All I can say is that when it comes right down to it, if you really are jealous of somebody, it's easy to see. It's not hard to see, because they've really given you no reason to dislike them, and they've said nothing that would, you know, fire you up. So if you're getting angry at them and you're saying nasty things about them, it's pretty easy to see that you probably do have a jealousy of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I don't know. I thought that was an interesting conversation. Then we were also having an interesting conversation about, do people really have self-worth? Now, this is the complete other side of the coin. Do people really believe they have something to give, or do people really have a lack of faith in themselves?
I think people have a lack of faith.
Well, I'm not sure why. Like, I used to be around somebody all the time who used to say, I'm not very smart. And maybe they weren't. I always thought they were smart. But I used to think, why would you say that? Why would you say that about yourself? Now, you might not be as smart in other areas as somebody, but you certainly have your own little area where you're smart. Why would you go around voicing, I'm not that smart? That lowers your self-esteem. That lowers everything. And the fact that you're saying it, I think means you're not dumb, because you have at least the self-awareness to say it.
Right, yeah, exactly. Obviously, you know what you're saying, so you're not that dumb, yeah.
So I don't, is that to get sympathy? Is that to make, I don't know, is that to try not to have a big ego? I don't know, I can't imagine walking around, even if I was not as astute as somebody else, I don't think I would walk around saying, I'm not very smart.
No.
You get a low self-esteem, and then anybody can take advantage of you. When you have low self-esteem, people can take advantage of you because you feel you're not good enough for anybody else. You feel you're not good enough for that friendship. You feel you're not good enough for that relationship, and nobody else will want you because you're telling yourself that you are not that good.
It does really bring you down when you talk like that. When you, I said that a couple of times in my life, you know, that I'm not a very smart person, whatever, you know, before. But, you know, I learned not to do that anymore. I learned that because I got taken advantage of too many times, and it's not going to happen anymore.
Well, it's funny in a way, because when people say that, I'm not smart, I'm not this, I'm not that, and then a friendship or a relationship ends, those people say, well, it must have been my fault. Yeah. What did I do wrong? Well, sometimes you do something wrong, but not always. Sometimes it is the other person.
Exactly. It is.
So I don't know why we take the... I said in the show earlier on that I was listening to, I said that what you really should do is, if you like somebody, go up to them sometime and say, well, why do you like me? And then if they can give you a decent answer on that, well, maybe they do like you. But if it's silly stuff, like, oh, you look nice, or, you know, if it doesn't correlate to anything, then you've got a problem. They've really got to know something about you. You know, oh, you're a kind person. Well, what does that mean? Show me an example of this.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to go in depth. You can't just throw around these adjectives that don't mean a whole lot.
Because there's a lot of fake people out in the world, let me tell you.
Well, as we've said, week in and week out here, people will say what they want to get they'll say what they have to say, whether it's true or not, to achieve the goal that they want to achieve.
Yep.
If they want to be your friend, they're going to tell you everything you want to hear.
Yeah.
If they want to be in a relationship with you, they're going to tell you everything you want to hear. And nobody ever catches on to that. That's why they're doing it. If somebody's telling you things you don't want to hear, that's a real friend. That's somebody you want to be around. Now, they don't need to do it in a harsh way, but nobody should be around telling you everything you want to hear all the time.
Right, right. That's what you call, in my book, fake news.
Well, I just think, why are we constantly telling people things that they want to hear? Are we that low self-esteem in this country that we have to endear ourselves to people? We have to prove ourselves to other people? I think that's kind of nuts.
When I hear somebody say that to me, I know they're lying. Because, obviously, you know, I'm not good-looking. You know, somebody says, hey, you're good-looking. You know? I was like, oh, no, I'm not, you know. So, I know they're lying, yeah. So, I get what you're saying. I think there's a lot of people out there who will just tell you what you want to hear. And they'll use you and abuse you until they get what they want.
Now, this is interesting. We're getting a message out here from... We got people listening online.
Okay.
Which is always a good thing. It's our... my dear friend Abby here is out there listening morning. Abby, glad you're out there. Thank you. Now, see... Now, this is interesting. I got two things to say about Abby here real quick. She says... This is her input this morning. I do that all the time. Ask people why they like me.
Oh, good for her.
Well, she's never asked me why I like her. Tell her.
What do you like her for?
I like that she's listening to this program right now. Abby, I like you because you're listening to the program
right
now.
So you're using her.
No. Abby is a devoted listener most of the time.
Yeah.
I don't have to tell Abby to listen to this show. Like today, I haven't talked to Abby this morning, and she's already tuned in. So I appreciate that about her. I think that's a good friend, because, listen...
And you guys work together?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if that's a... I'm trying to think of traits that I like about her, but the trait that she gets up and listens to this show, and we all know this show is not exactly... You know, I don't hit home runs every morning, but 9 times out of 10...
When I'm on here, you do.
Well, I was thinking those were the times I don't.
Ooh.
But Abby has said...
That's a true friend right there. You just told me like I was.
Well, that's right. I told you like I was. She said, hi, Sean.
Hi, Abby.
She said, no one does that. No one asks that question. So she was being sarcastic about that.
Oh, okay.
But you should. You really should. Because how do you know that people like you?
Yeah.
You don't. How do you know what people like about you?
You don't know if it's a fake thing. Or if it's a real thing, because you never know. They could just be using you.
Exactly right. Because, again, nobody's going to tell you what they think you don't want to hear. They're going to tell you what they think you want to hear.
Right. Yep.
You know?
Really, you don't know who your true friends are.
No, in the end, you don't.
Yeah.
Oh, she's telling me to be nice to you. When was I being mean to you? I was not being mean.
Thank you, Abby.
Let's see. There you go. Tell her what she wants to hear. No, I'm just saying that the truth of the matter is I think you have to do that sometimes because there are phonies in this world, and I think we have to avoid the phonies. And I'll tell you, Abby has done very nice things for me. She used to bring me pop. She hasn't done that in a while, but you know what? We'll let that go at this particular point.
She probably will when you go back to school.
Well, maybe. Yeah. You know, I don't know. But she used to do that, and she was always very good that way, and I appreciated that. So, you know, those would be things that I could pinpoint to say I like about her. Now, there are other people I probably don't have those nice things to say about.
You definitely have to pick your friends wisely. Is that a good word to use, probably, wisely?
You do have to pick your friends wisely. And she says, it doesn't really matter if you're just being yourself. What doesn't really matter, I guess, is what... I don't know the... It doesn't really matter if they are lying to you or not. I think it does matter if they're lying to you.
I think sometimes you can see right through people.
Yeah, I don't think you want a false person there.
Right.
And false people can be there for a long time.
Yeah.
Years and years and years. And then you eventually catch on to the idea that, well, they're not being so honest.
Right. That's true. You find out the... You find out the true colors.
Right, and not everybody will like you.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
And my problem is I try to get everybody to like me, but it's not going to work.
Well, no, no, you can't do that. Not everybody's going to like you, and some people will tell you they don't like you.
Yeah.
And that's fine, because you can't please everybody. But what I'm saying is, sometimes the people who do like you and are telling you they like you, ask them sometime why they like you. See if they can really come up with answers. Are they going to use generic things? You know, oh, you're the greatest. Oh, you're the best. Oh, you're kind. You're caring. Well, those are kind of generic terms. I mean, cite some examples where you've done things.
Like, what's my favorite color?
Well, I don't know about that because I don't know if I know anybody's favorite color. But I think I could cite examples. You know, there are things that I remember about people that I think are very special, particularly.
Yeah.
Now, if anybody's got an opinion on this, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. We are in the studio today, and we are going to be giving away Columbus Zoo and Zumbezi Bay passes. 740-383-9944. And it's just about not being a phony.
Yeah.
And also,
a phony baloney.
But don't dislike people because you're jealous of them. If you're jealous, admire their talent and then kind of let it go from there.
Because if everybody has the same talent in the world today, it'd be boring.
Like, I know Abby, particularly, has been terribly jealous of me the entire time we've known each other. And it doesn't seem to manifest itself in an angry way. But, you know, I know there's a lot of jealousy there.
What's she jealous of you about?
Oh, you just name it. There's a ton of things to be jealous of me about. But I feel that we've been able to deal with that over the years.
Abby has a lot of talent.
Like what?
I'm sure she can sing pretty good.
She can't sing.
She can't sing?
No. No.
She's smart?
See, but that we're going into generic terms now.
We're going into generic,
we're going into the generic area.
Well, she has a lot of good talents, I'm sure.
I don't think she plays a musical instrument. I've never seen that. She doesn't act. But she does do other things well.
She's a teacher?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a profession.
Yeah, there you go.
But I'm just saying, I feel that talents are different than professions, interestingly enough. Like, I don't think anybody is ever really jealous of anybody for doing their job. I mean, oh, I'm jealous of them. Well, you could do your job. I think people are jealous.
I'm jealous that you're a teacher. I'm not.
Yeah, but I think that people are really jealous of talents that they can't do.
Right, yeah. I mean, like I said, it goes back to if everybody had the same talents, the world would be boring.
Right, but don't get angry at people about it. That's the whole thing. Don't flip out because people are have a different talent than you. It's an interesting thing, but I think it's important to bring up. Now, the other day, I don't think you were here for this, but I was talking because, you know, it's been brought up many times that I might have a fear of marriage, which I don't believe I do. I just believe I don't want to get married. But the other day, I was thinking to myself, you know, there was one person at one point in my life who I did think about marrying. Now, it lasted for about 15 minutes. It was very quick. And I didn't marry him, thank goodness, because obviously they're no longer around. But, you know, so I don't think I have a fear because I did. Well, I'm not going to tell you that.
Why not? If you're going to open up the book, might as
well
say it.
Well, no, I'm just saying because I don't think I wanted to marry them after the 15-minute period passed.
Do I know this person?
Well, you probably did. But I'm just saying there was somebody, so I don't think there's a fear of marriage.
Would you with this person more than a few years or what?
Well, I would have to be. I am not one of those love at first sight.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but I am not a love at first sight. You know, oh, let's get married after 3 weeks. You know, that just isn't going to work. So, yeah, I would have to know him at least a year or two.
Did you get cold feet or something? Or?
No, I didn't ask him. I'm just saying it crossed my mind one day. I never told them this. It just crossed my mind. I said, you know, this is the type of person I could be
you
married
know what
to.
You know I'm bringing in the studio today?
Who's that?
Ashley Williams.
Oh, now, right there. Right there. I don't need any more time. I would marry her today. We could get the mayor down here today. I would marry her today. We'd propose and get married all in the same day. And I could tell her everything I liked about her.
Oh, Lord.
And there's no jealousy
Hallmark
there at all.
Channel.
Hallmark Channel. Oh, it's getting close to Christmas, too, because I tell you, she'll be on, and that'll be a Christmas present like no other. But you know, the thing of it is, I introduced, because we were talking a lot this week about legislation in the state of Ohio that's going to be coming up this November. I like this rule. Now, you tell me what you think about this rule. Okay, now, and I've been talking about this the last few days because I think this is good. Okay, let's say you get one marriage in your life. You're allowed to be a married and divorced once. Everybody can have a mistake. Everybody can.
Law anyway.
Okay, well, but listen, married and divorced once. But here's the other part of this, is that if you get married and divorced a second time, then if you want to get married a third time, you've got to wait 2 years because you've had two marriages. You can't just go right into the third marriage. And then, if you get married and divorced a third time, and you want to get married a fourth time, you got to wait 3 years. Because here's what I really believe. I think the people don't understand. I think it's not the marrying that's the issue. I think it's the quickness of the marriage. I think they're marrying the people too quick. Somebody comes in and goes, "Will you marry me?" And they go, "Oh, yes, let's get married." And then they don't think it through long enough. They don't really know the person. So I think you should have, according to your marriages and divorces, you should have to wait that many years to be married.
I agree.
See, I think that's a brilliant piece of legislation. I think that could fix a lot of problems in Ohio.
I think people do jump into their marriage way too quick.
Because here's my theory on this, and I'm only working on a theory because I've never been married. But here's my theory on the whole thing, is that if you could do it yourself, you wouldn't continuously be getting married. See, because clearly you think everybody is the one. Or why would you be doing this repeatedly?
And I don't understand, death to you apart. Well, I think if you get married more than once, how can you, when your first wife, unless she dies, if he dies or he dies or whatever.
Oh, and I think there would be exceptions for death.
Yeah.
Because you can't really stop a death.
But when I'm saying death to you apart, aren't you supposed to be with that person for the rest of your life if you married the first time?
Well, clearly that's not the case.
I know.
many people have many of those. My question has always been, how many marriages can you have before people start to look and go, whoa?
Yeah, I told you two.
You think two is the limit?
Yeah.
So you can have two marriages, and once you're past two marriages and two divorces,
unless it's death, yeah.
Unless it's death, then what do you start saying to yourself?
I'll say, wow, what's wrong with that person?
So you start looking at them as having a flaw.
Yeah.
Not the people they've been married to.
Right.
You start looking at them as somebody who's having a flaw.
Well, I guess you have to look at both sides because you don't know how many other times the other person's been married to.
Well, right, but now you've got two different husbands, so how can you blame the husbands?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I guess you could, but don't you have to look at that person at some point and say, there's something not percolating there, right? Maybe they shouldn't be doing that.
Probably. I don't understand marriages anyway, to be honest with you. All this is a not really a contract, but I guess it is a contract in a way.
Paperwork. It's paperwork.
Yeah. And it costs too much money to get a divorce anyway these days.
Well, and it doesn't stop anybody from doing anything. It doesn't stop anybody from going out with somebody else. It doesn't stop anybody from doing what they want to do. It doesn't stop anything. It's just paperwork. It's expensive paperwork that goes to the state.
For example, I'm going to use an example. My brother. My brother's been with his girlfriend for many, 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 many years. And they're not married. And it works just fine.
There you go.
So.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Isn't it better to be with somebody and just knowing that anybody can leave at any time, and the fact that nobody does leave, I think that makes a stronger bond than trying to put paperwork with it.
Yep. I think when you put marriage in front of it, I think sometimes people think they're being controlled or they think they can't do anything outside of the marriage. Yeah.
Yeah, but what is the upside of marriage? I mean, why do it?
I don't know why people do the marriage. I think they just do it because they think they belong to each other.
Yeah, but is that any different than dating somebody in an exclusive relationship?
I'm not sure. Is Abby out there? She's been married. Ask her.
Well, you know, and I held back there from saying something when you said she's been married.
She's married right now, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying I held back there from saying more than that because, you know, she's been married more than once.
Oh.
I don't think she'd mind me saying that. That's no secret.
Oh.
But, you know, she's somebody who could certainly speak to being married more than
once. That's what I meant to say. I was just trying to...
Well, no, I was just saying...
Yeah.
I don't know why people get married. I really don't. I think it's fine if you do. Maybe it's a religious thing.
Yeah, it could be religious. It could be, like I said, it could just be anything. It could be like, you know, they trust. I guess marriage is based on trust.
Yeah, but isn't an exclusive relationship based on trust?
Yeah, but I think it's love and trust and you know. And,
oh, what is love? I mean, you know, people throw that word around all the time. What is love? I mean, I don't even really understand what that means.
I don't know either. I mean, it's... I haven't been married myself, so I can't answer that question.
Right, but do you have to be in love to be in marriage? Can you love somebody you're not married to? I think you can.
I think you can. You know, there's a lot of people out there that were together for many, many years not being married.
Right, and I think they're the better for it.
Yeah.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 49 minutes past the hour. We've got a full morning slate here this morning on WGH Talk. I just think that the whole thing, God bless their heart, you know what I really think it is I think people need somebody there. I think people are not good on their own. I think financially it's a burden to be on your own for a lot of people. I think mentally it's a burden because you've got nobody to come home to tell all your problems to. I think it's hard, and people are not good at coping with that, and there is a lot of mental illness in the world today that's left untreated, and I've been around a lot of people who clearly had mental defects, and they can't... they can't be alone, because if they're alone, then they failed.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that can't be alone. You're exactly right. I think that's why people jump into the marriage. Because if they say, if this other person doesn't want to be with me, they either want to get married or not, or leave me. You know what I mean? Either marriage or leave. And I think that's why a lot of people... Like, we'll say like you opposed to... we're not going to use Ashley Williams because you were going to say yeah. But like you say you want to oppose to one of your ex-girlfriends. Right?
No chance of that, but okay.
Well, I'm saying... Okay. And... for example, the person will say, oh yeah, but really you don't want to, because...
So why am I doing it if I don't want to?
Huh?
Why am I doing it if I don't want to propose to them?
Well, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Okay, so you oppose to somebody, right? And the other person says yes, because they... And if you say no... Or she says no, I should say. If she says no, you won't want to be with her.
Yes, that's a big...
Because you want to be married, that's what
yes.
I meant to say.
And yes, if you are proposed to, a lot of people will just say yes because they don't want the relationship to end. And you know if you say no, that relationship 9 times out of 10 is going to end because they're not going to like being turned down, and they're going to think you really don't like them that much.
Yeah, that's how I just said it wrong backwards before.
So you've got to tell people up front. Yeah. That I don't want to be married.
Right.
And if they can't handle that, you know, sorry.
Because most guys want to oppose to somebody. Propose.
I think so.
It's because a lot of us family members. A lot of them, why don't you marry that person? Why don't you marry that person? You know, why don't you get
married? Well, and I think they also want... It is somewhat of a trap in a way, because you really can't... And we've talked about the term affair. An affair is when you have a relationship with somebody who's married. Technically, if you're having an affair, a relationship with somebody who's not married, even though they're in a relationship, that's not an affair, because they're not married. And by definition, an affair is a married person. So I think in their own mind, plus you can end something very quickly if you're not married.
Yeah. So
either Abby has no advice on this, or she stopped listening. It's one of the two. She was very active there for a second.
She's probably busy.
And she could be busy. Yeah. You know, she is at work.
Yeah.
But I think that's what it's all about. Now, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we will be giving away tickets to Zumbezi Bay and the Columbus Zoo throughout the morning this morning. We will be on through 1 o'clock this afternoon, and then the big Friday night show from 8:15 until 10 p.m. tonight. But, you know, what it all comes down to is, and I have said this many times, everybody, how can you be in a relationship with somebody and not like them? I like everybody who I was ever in a relationship with. I don't really have anything bad to say about any of them.
Well, I mean, you could be in a relationship and not like them because either they're after something, or if the other person has a lot of money and you just want to be taken care of. There's a lot of fake people.
Well, but do you think people really know that? Because if you really knew that, why would you be in it?
I'm just saying there's a lot of relationships out there that happen that way.
Well, I know some relationships where clearly that's what's going on, but do I think that the person sees it that way? No.
No, I don't think the person sees it that way. They're being conned.
Well, they are being conned, and that's okay, I guess. I mean, you know, it's their life. But
and you can't tell them because
no, you can't tell them. Yeah. You can never tell them. You'll come off as the bad person.
Yeah.
You can never tell them. Yeah. But like I said, my main pet peeve, I don't like these terms. You're like nobody I've ever met. You're the one. I just think that sounds so phony. When you say that, I don't think that anybody realizes how phony that sounds when you say that, especially when you've said it to like six other people. You know, I can almost feel the eye roll in the room when people say that.
Yeah.
Because when you've said it, if it's one person, like if you're a high school kid or a college kid, and this is your first thing, and it's the first time, this girl's the one. Okay, we believe that, probably.
Yeah.
But once you're doing that when you're in your 40s and 50s, and we're, well, how many guys, how many girls have you been with here? How many have been the one? Let's take a count of it. Now you're sounding a little phony.
Yeah.
Because weren't they all the one?
Right. You notice the relationships these days don't last like back in our grandpa and grandma's days. You notice that?
No, but I think there's a lot of reasons for that.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of reasons for that.
Yeah.
I think some of the reasons for that are probably internet has taken a hold. It's a lot easier for people to get involved in people's business.
Yeah.
I think another reason for that probably is that there are people have different goals in life today than they used to have. You know, people used to argue, you know, but it was okay to argue. And the relationship would still go on. Now, if people argue, that's it. I can't take that anymore. Forget it. I've had enough.
Yeah. Yeah, people don't, you know what it is? It's communication skills. People don't have those these days. These right here was killed.
The cell phones, yeah.
Internet.
Internet does not help.
So people's communication skills are not that they don't like to talk out the problems. They just rather just, I'm done.
Well, right, but at some point, you probably should be done with some of these people because you probably shouldn't have been there to begin with.
Yeah, that's true.
You probably should have never started that boulder rolling down the hill, and that's the whole problem.
Yeah.
Because I really do feel that finances are playing a big part of it in the world today.
Oh yeah, it's all about money.
Well, if you are a single person and you're living on your own, think about what things cost and have always cost. You know, I know for a matter of fact, there's somebody in my family. Now, this goes years back. This is before internet and cell phones and any of that. But I had a family member who I am pretty sure stayed married to a person for a long period of time just for financial reasons because they could not afford to support themselves by themselves.
Yeah.
So living together made it much easier financially to do that. And the second they had enough money when they retired to live on their own, that's exactly what they did.
Wow.
So I think finances play a big part in it.
Well, you know, it's because, again, we're going to go back to the old days. They used to share the checking accounts and all that. But nowadays, we don't do that anymore. We have a separate account. You pay this bill, I'll pay this bill. And then that's part of the problem.
Well, some people do that. I don't know if everybody does
that. I don't know. Everybody I know, they don't share a checking account anymore.
Well, I don't know what the rules on that. I don't know what the idea is on that now.
I don't know.
You know,
trust thing, maybe?
Well, I don't see, because if one person's making a lot more money than the other person, that's probably eventually going to create some kind of resentment down the road if you're putting your money together because you're both drawing off that same income. It shouldn't, but it probably will.
Yeah.
Because you're going to say, why did you spend all that money on that? You know, I'm putting the majority of money in that account.
Yeah.
Sure. It causes a problem.
It does. Because everybody wants to be a breadwinner, and that's part of the problem.
Yeah, but what does that mean in the end? You just make more money than the other person.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're contributing
more. Money, I'd be happy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you're happy until there's a lot of control that goes along with that. Not with everybody.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of control that goes on with that, and I can think of several relationships in my mind where the person who makes more money, I mean, it's not an outright control. They don't say, because I make more money, I'm going to control you.
Yeah.
Basically, it's, you know, you might want to do what I say. Go along with me. We're going to buy this car. We're going to buy this boat. We're going to buy this house. Basically, because you make the majority of the money.
Yeah.
And the other person just goes along.
And it shouldn't be that way.
No, you wouldn't think it should be that way, but unfortunately it is in a lot of these situations.
Yeah, money talks. That's what it says.
Well, it does. But so I guess, but again, I think the important part here to mention in the psychoanalysis of this is that nobody really ever gets that is what's going on. You know, they don't understand that it's about money. They don't understand that it's about things. They really think that it's, you know, great. It's love. This is wonderful. Everything's perfect. But they don't understand that there's an underlying current in that.
Absolutely.
And that's sad.
Yeah.
Maybe one day they will.
Yeah.
We hope they will. But in any event, we got a whole morning of fun coming up here. Pastor Whitaker will be joining us here momentarily. Then at 10 this morning, Matt Morgan and Sean will be back with me. And then we have Pastor Craig at 11 a.m. this morning. And then the Exchange Club at 12. And tonight, Carrington Nelson returns after a month of being on vacation with Matt and Sean, 8:15 to 10 p.m. And we have Zoo and Zumbezi Bay tickets to give away as the morning goes on. So don't you dare switch that dial.
Coverage from the Republican National Convention with conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly.
This is Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio at the Quicken Loans Arena, and we are joined by a conservative icon, Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis,